I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. It's still too early to know the full extent of damage that Hurricane Frances caused over the holiday weekend. Early estimates are anywhere from $2 billion to $6 billion. But Frances will also have wide-ranging financial effects, even for people who live far from the path of the hurricane. Bob Moon joins us now from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, tell us how these damage estimates compare to the cost when Hurricane Charley came to Florida a couple weeks back.
Hi, Noah. As Floridians will know, Hurricane Charley hit with much more force, 145-mile-an-hour winds compared to top winds of 105 miles an hour for Frances. But Frances covered a much wider area, about 20,000 square miles, three times the size of Charley. So the insurance industry has been trying to factor all this together, and the good news is that these early estimates of between $2 and $6 billion fall far below the damage that had been feared as Frances approached. Charley, by the way, is estimated to have caused around $6.8 billion in insured property losses. But even if Frances comes in around, say, $3 billion, it could still rank up there in the top five costliest storms in the country's history. So it's been a very expensive summer for the people of Florida and for the insurance industry.
You bet. So you got actual damage, things that need to be rebuilt. A ripple effect, too, for business around the country. How's that going to be?
We could all be seeing Frances hit our wallets in one way or another. Citrus, for example, is a $9 billion a year industry in Florida, and agriculture officials there say Frances destroyed more of the citrus crop in some places than Charley did 3 weeks ago. Hmm. They're especially worried about the grapefruit crop this time around. Around 75% of the country's grapefruit supply comes from Florida. The retail business could also suffer from this. Walmart had blamed Charley for a hit to the bottom line, and it had about 60 stores closed at some point by this latest storm. On the other hand, Home Depot and Lowe's home improvement stores could end up profiting from the surge in business before the storm, as well as the cleanup that now begins. And another bit of good news for all of us, crude oil futures fell after Frances missed offshore production facilities in the Gulf of Mexico. That eased concerns that supplies might be disrupted.
What if you own and operate the mom-and-pop motel down there in Florida? What about that, tourism?
That's a good question. Of course, your bottom line will definitely suffer. And, of course, the Labor Day weekend is traditionally one of the busier times of the year for Disney World, so there's no doubt fewer tickets were sold there. The gates to the Magic Kingdom and Epcot Center parks were reopened on a limited schedule yesterday. But even before Frances hit, Schwab Soundview had cut its earnings forecast for Disney. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, the end of summer means a lot of seasonal businesses are shutting down, but we're taking a look at one of those seasonal enterprises that's finding a new way to operate year-round, the folks who run political campaigns.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.